Good morning, everyone. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car. I don't know what kind of car this is. I can't remember. In Seattle, Washington, driving home from Alaska Airlines Arena, where Purdue won 69-58 in its first ever trip to the University of Washington as a member of the Big Ten. This is your GoldenBlack.com Drive Home Postgame Podcast. It is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the Sand Valley Resort, and the Wicker Inn, which I am literally thousands of miles away from. Will not be driving by it today. I am driving by the lake right outside the back of Washington's athletic facilities, reminding me how un-Big Ten this place actually is. Nevertheless, the University of Washington is now in the Big Ten, and Purdue played here tonight, and again, 169-58, and it didn't come easy. On paper, it looked like a game that might, but it did not. Purdue didn't shoot well in the first half. It missed free throws. It turned the ball over. It missed all six of its three-pointers and found itself down 8 points at halftime. But the thing about this Purdue team, a rabbit just ran in front of my car. The thing about this Purdue team and the little security guy in the battery-operated car drove by me, and I just saw him make a U-turn behind me. So if I end up in a Seattle jail cell tonight, this podcast is probably the reason. Anyway, so Purdue didn't have a great offensive first half, but they are a good enough defensive team now that when they only score 22 points and a half, now albeit Washington's not the best team in college basketball, but holding them to 30 points too is a big deal on their home floor in the midst of a abnormal shooting night for Great Osabor, who is 5 of 5 from 3. I think he made more threes tonight than he has made all season. And I think he's only made six between this season at Washington and last season at Utah State. He's not a shooter. And he goes 5 for 5 from 3 in this game. That's the sort of fluke, you know, that sometimes can add up and spell doom for a team. But, you know, Purdue overcame it. And if you took away Great Osabor's fluky three-point shooting, that's 15 of their 50 some points. I am kind of rambling here, but Purdue played a very good defensive game once again. They're becoming a team that can legitimately win with defense. They are winning with defense right now. Their offense has been pretty good, but their defense is what's winning games for them, in my opinion. Today it was Purdue getting 17 turnovers, 18 points off those turnovers. Purdue is not built to do that. They are just defending well enough as a team right now and trying hard enough where it's just kind of happening. This is not a high pressure defense. This is not a team that has been built to force turnovers like they used to be. And it's just happening because they're playing really good defense and they're playing really hard and they're playing really well together. And that's kind of the story right now for Purdue, is how far they've come defensively. The offense has been starting slow with its shooting here on the road lately, but it's finding that second gear when it has to. It's making shots in the second half. It's cranking up its defense even more in the second half, and it's just playing its best basketball when it has to. And I don't think you can really say this team is completely where it needs to be until they've done it against somebody, you know, good. You can only play who's on the schedule. And Purdue has beaten a couple of teams here in the Big Ten that aren't going to make the Big Ten tournament. That's just the reality of it. Their first real test comes at Oregon here in like 72 hours. So we'll see how Purdue fares there. But there's a rat running across the road now. This is wildlife night. We ran into a raccoon coming out of the arena. A rabbit just ran in front of my car, and now I just saw a rat running down the sidewalk on this campus. So I think it was a rat. It's possible it was like a vole or a in this part of the country, a pika maybe. I don't know. Purdue, all three of their juniors tonight were excellent. Braden Smith continues to just grab games by the neck and not let go. Fletcher Lawyer didn't score in the first half and then scored all 12 of his points in the second, including a couple of really big three-pointers. Really helped Purdue pull away and put this game away. And Trakoff Moran gets a team-high 19 points. Missed some free throws in the first half, turned the ball over a few times in the first half, but really responded in the second half as the guy Purdue really wanted to go to. Outside of that, Caleb First is the other guy. I mean, it's hard to overstate what he's doing for Purdue right now. Again, this is his one and really his only opportunity at Purdue to be a really key player, and he is delivering and then some. I think I don't have the stat sheet in front of me because I don't have a stat sheet at all, and if I did, it would be highly irresponsible of me to look at it while I'm driving. But I think he had 15 points on 4 field goal attempts, 6 rebounds, 4 steals. He has been the guy. If there's one singular guy who has changed Purdue defensively, I think he's the guy. Braden Smith is right there behind him, causing a lot of chaos as kind of a roving playmaker on defense. But Caleb First has really, really worn a lot of hats for Purdue. That is such a stupid term, but he is. He's been a game changer defensively. He's rebounding. He's giving Purdue a known commodity in an area where it doesn't really have all that much because Daniel Jacobson is out and Raleigh Burgess is young. And occasionally, Trakoff Moran has to come out of the game because of fouls and because he can't play 40 minutes. Cannot say enough about what Purdue is getting from Caleb First right now. He has, you know, waited for this opportunity his whole career. It finally comes, and he is giving Purdue so much right now, and he's really taken Purdue to another level, quite frankly. And the first level it was at was pretty good, and just a really, really big time story for Purdue right now, what they're getting from Caleb First. So hey, listen, that's what I got. This is grossly irresponsible of me here to be driving around this college campus I'm unfamiliar with while recording this podcast. So I'm going to cut this off here. I am flying to Eugene tomorrow, as is Purdue, to go for them to play Oregon. I'm not playing, thankfully. For them to play Oregon on, is it Saturday? I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. And we'll just figure it out as we go. So whenever Purdue plays Oregon, I will talk to you again after that. So thanks, everybody.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.